This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The financial world is waiting for the official reports on U.S. hiring and unemployment, due in about an hour and a half. This will cover January, and they'll be heavily battered by the Omicron variant. Yes, unemployment has been running very low, nearly as low as it was pre-pandemic. But we need to appreciate that there are now 2.3 million fewer people in the labor force, that is, fewer working or actively looking for work. What's holding folks back from returning to the workforce and taking available jobs? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now on the forces doing that.
Disruptions to schooling and childcare are still keeping people who were working before the pandemic out of the workforce now. Chris Hosselman of Palo Alto, California, has two young kids.
Susanna and Eleanor, they're 4 and 6 years old, and my wife works at Google. She's the primary worker, and I'm the primary caregiver.
That's a big change from before the pandemic, when Hosselman was a busy trial lawyer.
It's a lot of hours, it's a lot of stress, it's a lot on your plate, and it was similar for my wife.
They were managing to make it work, though.
Daycare, evening nanny, laundry service, cleaners, to allow this dual-income household to function. And of course, when the pandemic hit, you know, it all kind of came crumbling down.
Neither parent lost their job, but those support systems were disrupted. So Hosselman decided to leave his litigating job and take up full-time stay-at-home dadding.
I'm certainly enjoying it.
And with schooling and childcare still in pandemic flux, he feels no pull to go back to work anytime soon.
All of that uncertainty makes it really difficult to commit to something like that when the employer landscape hasn't really changed to accommodate working parents.
For some workers, the danger and insufficient returns of work are still keeping them on the sidelines. That's the case for Noah Dreyfus, a 29-year-old bartender in Cleveland. He was laid off when the pandemic hit, went back to work a few months later, but could only get part-time hours.
So we're making substantially less to go in and also risk ourselves, you know, the virus that could possibly kill us. And like, I had it very early on, and it has still impacted my lungs.
Health problems kept him out of work part of last year. Then he started looking for bartending jobs again. But the reality was very different from before the pandemic.
Like, I've had the interviews and they've gone great. But then they're also saying like, oh, we're only open from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's not a realistic option. And that's also not going to put anybody above the poverty line.
He's still got some savings and says he won't take work that pays less than half of what he made pouring drinks before COVID hit. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.